This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blad is Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Could you hear me? Okay. Excellent. Daf Ches Amud Aleph Masechta Yevamos. The Gemara wants to know, why do I need a pasuk v'aleha? That you don't do yibum to an erva. Of course you don't do yibum to an erva. Ein ase doiche, lois ase sheyesh boy kares. An ase is not doiche, a lois ase that has a kares. So of course you don't do yibum to an erva. Why do I need a pasuk v'aleha that you don't do yibum to an erva? So the Gemara said, no, I'll tell you why I would have thought that you do yibum to an erva. And that is based on the svara of Hoyl the Ishtari. Since once we matter one Isser of Eishas Ach, we might as well matter the other Isser of Achos Isha. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, what precedent is there that we say a svara Hova Ishtari? So the Gemara says the precedent is from a Metzaira. A Metzaira who the eighth day of his purification came out on Erev Pesach. So now he has to purify himself from being a Metzayer in order to bring the Karim Pesach. The only thing is, he became a Baal Keri, the eighth day. And he went to the mikvah, so now he's a Tful Yom. And we say that since the Torah allows you to go into the Machane Shechina, out the Metzayerah, and we matter the Isser Metzayerah and the Machane Shechina, once we matter the Isser Mitzvah in the Machane Shechina, we might as well matter the Isser of Tful Yoim in the Machane Shechina. Hove Ishtari. So likewise, we should say, since we matter the Isser Kares of Eishas Ach, we should also likewise matter the Isser of Achos Isha. That's the Svara of Hove Ishtari. You got that? Okay. So the Gemara has a kasha on that. It says, Gemara Midami is the situation of Achos Isha and Eishas Ach similar to the situation of Tvol Yoim and Metzayra? Mi dami l'deula, is it similar to Ula? Tenach, I understand a similar case. But let's think about the case of the Metzayra. The Metzayra cannot go into the Machane Shechina. However, the eighth day comes and for a moment he could go into the Machane Shechina. And at that moment, he's only a Metzayra. And he could go into the Machane Shechina. And then he becomes a Baal Keri and he goes to the Mikvah and he becomes a Tful Yoim. So since he had a Heter for a moment on only the Tzaras, we say that since he was Roy to come in for a moment, he should be able to get a Heter on the Tful Yoim. But if someone was an Achos Isha before they were an Eishas Ach, or even at the same time where there was never a heter on the Eishas Ach alone, that's no longer comparable to the situation of where there was a heter on the Tzaras and then a heter on the Tful Yoim. Says Gemara Tenach, Hecha denasa meis v'achar kach nasa chai. This is all fine and dandy where the mess marries the woman. So this woman is first Eishes Ach, and then V'achar Kach Nosachai, and then the living brother marries the sister, so then she becomes Achos Isha, Demigu De'ishtari Isser Eishes Ach. Since there's a heter on the Isser Eishes Ach, Ishtari Nami Isser Achos Isha, there's a heter also on the Isser of Achos Isha. Rashi says, the mace married the woman first, and she became Eishas Ach, and then the Chai married the sister, and the Isser of Achos Isha was added on the Yavama. And when your brother died without children, so since the Eishas Ach, which came first, had a Heter, so we're going to give a Heter on the Isser Achos Isha that came second, similar to Ula's case, where first came the Isser Tzaras, and then came the Isser of Baal Keri. However, Ella Nasa Chai, if the living brother married the sister first, so your wife's sister became Aser to you first, Alts Achas Isha. The Achakach Nasa Meis, and then the deceased brother marries the sister, so then she became Eishas Ach. That's not at all similar to Ula, because that would be like someone who first somehow became a Tful Yoim and then came a Mitzayra. But we know Isser Achas Isha Kodem, where the Isser of Achas Isha is first. It does not apply in that case. In other words, we only have precedent from the case of Ula that there's a heter, that at first you became a Metzairah, and then afterwards, on the eighth day, you became a Tful Yoim, where it will matter the Tful Yoim. But we don't have any precedent to a case where the second Isser came first. Then who says we ever apply a Svara, that Hova Ishtri Ishtri? We don't find that we're going to matter the second Isser before the first Isser. In fact, the implication is we only say the Svara when the person became a Balkari on day 8, when there was a moment that he was Roy to get a heter on the Tumas Tzaras. And now the Gemara spells out another inyan. Vafilu nasames nami. Even if the deceased brother married his wife first, and now this woman first became Eshes Ach, Teinach hecha denasames. This is all fine and good where the mess marries the woman. Umes, and he died. So at the moment he died, you had a heter to this woman. There was a heter on the Eshes Ach. The achar kach nosachai, and now the living brother married the sister. Now the truth is, once this your brother's wife falls to you, you can't marry her sister because you're marrying achoy zikukasai, the sister of a woman who is falling to you. But that's merely an iser drabanon. So even though you're not allowed to, if you did it, then we say as follows: since there's a heter on the eshes ach. Because for one moment in time, all this woman was to you was Eshes Ach, then while we're at it, we'll give a heter to Achos Isha. Dechazyaleb de Beni Beni. Because in the interim, before you married the sister, she was mutter to you. Ela nasa meis, but if the deceased brother married a woman. Veloy meis, and he didn't die yet. V'ache kach nasa chai. And then the living brother married the sister. So then, and now your brother dies, so she fell to you as a Eshes Ach and an Achos Isha. She was never roi to you for even one moment. Lo eschazi leklal. She was never mutter at all. And there's no precedence to say, ho v'ishtri ishtri, because Ula, in the case of Metzairah, only said, ho v'ishtri ishtri, in a situation where you became a Balkari on day 8. So at sunrise on day 8, you had a heter straight up on the Tzaras before you became a Tful Yoim. So then we say, if you became a Tful Yoim later, since for a moment there was a valid heter on the Tzaras, we'll allow it to matter the Isser Tful Yoim. But if the person became a Tful Yoim, a Balkari the night before, so at the moment of the 8th day, at sunrise of the 8th day, there's no heter on the Tzaras, because at that moment the person's a Tful Yoim as well. Ula would never have said his din hova ishtri ishtri. Miloi maidi Ula, would Ula not be maidi shimra keri? That if someone saw keri bilel shmini on the 8th night, she'ein machnis yod of labhinas, he cannot stick his hands in for the thumbs. Shelo yetzei b'shah shuruya lahavi ba'karban. Because he never emerged from his status of being a Metzaira at a moment that he could have brought a carbon, because at that moment he was a Tful Yoim. So, technically, we only have a precedent from Ula's case. Ula's case is analogous, is perfectly analogous to a situation where there a person was dealing with only an Eshes Ach, and the Isser Achos Isha came after she fell to you in Yibam. Because there was a moment in time where the Isser Eshes Ach was mutter in Yibam completely. So we say, Hova Ishtri, the Isser Eshes Ach, Ishtri, the Isser Achos Isha that came later, similar to, since there's a heter on the Isser Metzairah, a sunrise on the 8th day, if you later become a Tful Yoim, we'll matter that as well. And therefore, the bottom line is, why do I need Aleha? Why would I need Aleha? Why would I think that Asei Kvidoicha Kares? Don't say it's because Hova Ishtri Ishtri, because Hova Ishtri Ishtri would only apply where the deceased brother married the woman first and then you married her before your brother, after your brother died. It's only hecha denasa meis umeis ve'acher kach nasa chai. The precedent of hova ishtri would only be hold true in a case where your brother married, and then you married the sister after your brother died. It says Gemara ela ki itzri chalal. You know when we need alea ena chanami. We only need it for the limited situation of hecha denasa meis umeis ve'acher kach nasa chai. You know when we need alea? Where the deceased brother married the woman, and then he died, and then you married the sister, then we would apply hova ishtri ishtri, and the precedent would be the mitzayra who became a balkeri on day 8. And now the Gemara says the big teretz of the year, the teretz of Masechta Yevamos. You know why I need a leha? V'ibayisema askya b'hekesha midrabi oina. If you want, you could say the reason why I need a leha, that you don't do yibam to an erva, is because of the hekish of Rabbi Yoina. Dama Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yoina said, v'itemer Rav Huna b'rei Rabbi Yeshua, and some say, Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Kra, the Torah says about all the arayas, a hekish, ki kol asher ya'asa, mi kol ha'toyev v'sa'ila, anyone who does from any of these abominations, v'nechrusu, hokshu kol ha'arayas, kulan la'isha sa'ach. All the arayas are compared to Eshasach. Ma Eshasach Sharia, just like Eshasach is mutter, af kol arayas nami sharyan. So too, just like Eshasach is mutter b'makam yibum, all arayas are mutter b'makam yibum. Why? It's a hekesh. The Torah is makish all the arayas to each other. Kol asher yasa mikol atoyevo yisaila v'nichrasu. All the arayas are compared to each other. Hukshu kol arayas kulan la'ishasach. Just like ishasach is mutter, so too all the arayas are mutter, and therefore I need aleha by achis isha to say you don't do yibam to an erva, but otherwise I would have learned out from ishasach that you do yibam to an erva. Now if you remember the Gemara on daf, hey Amid Bey, on daf vav Amid Bey's, tried to learn it out from the Gemara in Zayin Amid Beis, try to learn it out from a Mamatzinu from Eshasach. And the Gemara said, you can't learn it out from a Mamatzinu, because Eshasach is one Isser, and Achis Isha is two. And, in other words, you can't learn out from Eshasach through a Mamatzinu, because you can ask a Pircha on a Mamatzinu. But now, you can't ask on a Hekesh, well, Eshasach is one and the other Arayas are two, because there's a Klal, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. We don't ask perchas on a hekesh, and therefore I need aleha to say, don't make a hekesh to Eshasach. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Now that I have a hekesh to Eshasach, and all the arayos really you should do yibum, and the reason I don't do yibum to arayos is because it says aleha bayachas isha. But think about it. By Eshasach I do yibum. Bayachas isha I don't do yibum. Why am I makish now all the arayos to Achos Isha that I don't do yibam to Nerva? We should be makish all the arayos to Eshasach that I do yibam to Nerva. In other words, the Gemara is saying the reason I need aleha that you don't do yibam to Nerva is because I would have thought you do yibam because we make a hekesh to Eshasach. So at the end of the day, why don't I still make a hekesh to Eshasach that I do yibam to Nerva? Why do I make a hekesh to Achis Isha, l'chumra, make a hekesh to Ach Eshasach, l'kula? Says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Acha midifte l'ravina, michti. Kol arayos, all the arayos, equal action l'eshasach. You can make a hekesh to Eshasach, l'kula. V'equal action l'Achis Isha, you can make a hekesh to Achis Isha, l'chumra, maichazes to Achis La'achis Isha. Why do you make a hekesh to Achis Isha? Akshinul Eshasach, make a hekesh to Eshasach. Says the Gemara, Iba Yisema, if you want, you could say, L'kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan, that when you can make a hekesh, L'kula or l'chumra, we make the hekesh l'chumra. L'chumra is the way to go. Meaning the direction is determined by l'chumra. V'iba Yisema, that it's more mistaber to compare other arayos to achos isha than to eshes ach, because all the arayos are two isurim like achos isha, and eshes ach is only one. Ibois ema hacha tre isuri. Other arayos are two isurim. Bahacha tre isuri and achos isha is two isurim. Utre mitre yalfinan, and you can learn out two from two. Aval hacha. But to learn out from Ishasach, Chada Yisur, it's one. Eser, Trey, Mechad, Leofino, we don't learn out two from one. Now, a very important Tosis on Gimel Amud Beis. Tosis on Gimel Amud Beis says, according to this, the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis wanted to know, how do you know you don't do... you don't do Yibam to an Erva? We learn it out from Achos Isha. Ma Achos Isha. Why is the Gemara learning it out from a Mamatzino? Just like Achos Isha, you don't do Yibam. So to other Arayas, you don't do Yibam. The Gemara should make a Hekesh. The Hekesh of Rabbeinu Yoina. So Taisa says, yeah, we're reliable. That's what it means. Even though it doesn't really say a Hekesh, it says more like a Mamatzino. But it's really relying on the Hekesh. It's Tosis of Ramascha Ma'achos Isha. Otherwise, you could ask Pirchas on the Ma'amatzinu. Okay. Now the Gemara says another pasuk, another approach. In other words, the big kasha is, why do I need Aleha to say I don't do Yibum to an Erva? The kasha was on Gimel Amud Beis, of course you don't do Yibum to an Erva. It's a kares, en ase doicha. So the first answer is, we need it in a case where ishtari applies, namely where your brother married the woman first, and then she fell to you in Yibam, and then you married her sister. Or the reason why I need Aleha is because I would have made a hekish from Ishasach. Rava Amar. Rava says, you know why I need Aleha? I don't need Aleha. It's a misnomer. Erva gufa leitzricha kra. Erva does not need a pasuk. I don't need a pasuk. I don't give him to an erva. You know why? The ein asei doichel esei sheish by kares, because the asei cannot push off a lav that has a kares. So it's a gemara ki itzrich kra lemeisar tsara. You know why I need a pasuk? Aleha merely tells me that the pasuk beisha el achoisa leisikach litzra legalos arvasa aleha bechayeha, that I don't need that aleha to tell me you don't live with the achis isha b'makam yibam. Of course you don't. It's needed to say that the tsara is aser b'makam yibam ki itzrich kra lemeisar tsara. I need aleha to teach the iser tsara. Says Gemara, ve'erva leitzricha kra, for erva does not need a pasuk. But if you remember on the Brisa on Gimel Amud Beis, the Brisa said, ve'ein li elohi tsarasa minayin, I only know the erva from aleha. But how do I know the tsara? So clearly we're learning from aleha, the yisr erva. Va'atanya ein li elohi, but the Brisa seems to be learning out the erva from the from Aleha, says Gemara, Mishum Tsarasa. It's just an introduction. I don't really learn out the Isser Erva from Aleha. It's only a setup to explain that the Tsara is Aser B'makam Yibam from Aleha. Aivok Tani Ein Li Elohein. But after it teaches all the Arayos, so it says, I only know the Arayos are Aser from Aleha. What do you mean? I don't need a pasuk for the Arayos. Says the Gemara, no, what it means is, Mishum Tzareis Sein. It only said that as a setup to say, I only know their Tzareis. So that's Rava Shita. Rava's amazing Shita is that I don't need Aleha. Why don't I need Aleha? Because, Einaseh Dochalisa Seishish by Kareis. But I'll ask you, Kasha, the Gemara just said two reasons I do need Aleha. Number one, in a case of Halva Ishtari, in a case where the deceased marries a woman, and then she falls in Yibam, and then you marry the sister. So Tosis says, no, Ula does not, Rava does not hold of hold the ishtri, because he holds bia b'miksas lo ishma bia, so I never need the heter of hove ishtri. Rava holds when you stick your finger in, that's not called sticking, go entering the machna shchina. So Rava never holds of hove ishtri. According to Rava, there is no precedent of hove ishtri. Aye, what about Hekesha the Rabbeinu Yoino? What about the Gemara second? Taras asked Toisvus. Toisvus the Rimascha Ravi Vim Toimar in the middle of Toisvus. My time aloy tzvicha kra. Don't I need a lea? Because all the arayas are hukosh la'achos isha. V'chilasle the Rava Hekesha the Rabbi Yoino? That there's a Hekesha of Rabbi Yoino. And if there's a Hekesha of Rabbi Yoino, so we should say, just like there's Yibum to Neshas Ach, there should be Yibum to Achos Isha. All the Arayas are Hokish La'adadi. And for Toisus, Rava holds the Hekish of Rabbi Yoina is only Legabe Isser. Because since the whole Hekish is all these Arayas, you're Chayiv Karis if you live with. But they're not Hokish regarding the Heter of Yibum to Neshas Ach. It's a Hekish Le Yisura, and that's it. So the bottom line is, Rava holds, you don't need a pasuk of Aleha. Tashma, come in here. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, now this Rabbi is arguing both on Rava and on the Braisa. This Rabbi holds, I don't need Aleha. But this Rabbi holds, I do need a pasuk. Meaning, he doesn't learn out from Aleha that you don't do Yibam to an Erva, but he does learn it out from a different pasuk. Which pasuk? It says, Ki yeshu achim yachtav umeis achan mehem ubein einloi leisiyah eishas hameis hachutza leish zar yivama yavoy aleha ulekacha loy leisha v'yibma. So Rabbi Oimer, v'lokach v'lokcha. It doesn't just say that you're going to take for Yibam, you're going to take her. It doesn't just say V'yibam, you're going to do Yibam, but rather V'yibma, you're going to do Yibam to her. Less, so that says you're going to do to her and it excludes someone else. V'yibma, you can do Yibam to her and it excludes someone else. So who does it exclude? Less are Tsarois V'arayas. It excludes Tsaras Erva and the Erva. Because it could have said v'lak ach isha v'yibem. It says v'lak cha. It's mashma miyot. So one is to exclude arayos, and one is to exclude tsarois. So it's a kash on Rava. We see I need a pasuk for erva. Says the Gemara, ema lesser tsarois shel arayos. No, it doesn't exclude arayos. It excludes the tsara of an erva. That's what it means, tsarois la'arayos. Tsarois shel arayos. Otherwise, Rabbi Say probably would have said arayos v'tsarois. Why did it say it out of order? Tsarois la'arayos means tsarois shel arayos. Aye, but then nice try. But I still have two psukim, so one pasuk is for tsara, but it sounds like the second pasuk is for arayos. V'atrei kroy kanasivle. Isn't Rabbi citing two psukim? My lav chad la'arvim chad la'tsara. Isn't one for an erva, one for the tzara? Loi, I di the tzara. They're both for the tzara. Chad lemeisar tzara b'makoy mitzvah. One is to aser. You do yibam to her, but you don't do yibam to someone else, namely a tzara b'makoy mitzvah. And one is to matar tzara shaloi b'makoy mitzvah. From the extra riboy of the pasuk yibma, we darshan that like this: b'mak only b'makoy yibam. The lakcha excludes a tsara, and the yibma means it's only excluded by makam yibam. That's how you read it. So the lakcha means you take her, but don't take her tsara. And when should you not take her tsara? The yibma by makam yibam. But we don't need a pasuk for an erva. My timer. What's the reason? V'yibim, v'yibma b'makam yibim hu da'asiri tzara shalai b'makam yibim shara tzara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, mas nisa nami deka. the Mishnah, reading the Mishnah carefully, would indicate I don't need a pasuk for the erva itself. Why? Diktani chamesh esrei nashim poitrei tzareisein. It says 15 women pater their tzaras, but it doesn't say 15 women poitrin upoitrin tzareisein. Meaning, why doesn't it say 15 women are pater and they pater their tzara? The answer is the fact that they're pater, of course they're pater. Ein asay doichalaisa say sheish bakaris loitzri chakra. Amravashi masnisanami deka, the tani chamesh asre nashem, 15 women, poitrois sarasayan. The ilu paturais u poitrois loikatani. It doesn't say they're exempt and they pater. Shmamina. Now, we're going to do one more question, and hopefully we could add some explanation to this question tomorrow, but it's a difficult question. What we're saying now, according to Rava, an erva doesn't need a pasuk, but a tzara needs a pasuk. Aleha is only needed for the tzara. Says the Gemara, Umayishna erva d'loy tzricha kra. What's special about an erva that it doesn't need a pasuk? The inasei doichalaisa say sheish by kares. That asei doesn't push off a loisa say that has a kares. Tzara nami loy tibay kra. You shouldn't need a pasuk for a tzara either. Mishum de inasei doichalaisa say sheish by kares. Because asei is not going to push off a loisa say that has a kares. Look at Rashi. Tzara nami loy tibay aleha. So for tzara, you should also not need aleha. Aleha teaches me that when it says litzrar, it's aleha b'makam yibam, because it says yivama yavay aleha, and it says isha elachaisa loisikach litzrar aleha b'chaya. But frak the Gemara, tzara also, you know, you shouldn't have a question. You shouldn't need aleha. Krala drashi de'en asei doicha loisa se yishish b'karis. Because once it says litzrar, which implies not achis isha, not the tzara. And it says kares at the end of arayos. So I don't need a pasuk of aleha to asur tzara. But I'm not sure I understand. Don't I need a pasuk to say tzara is a kares? So the Gemara says, and we'll try to explain this better tomorrow. Amar le Rav Acha bar Bibi mar le Ravina. Hachi kamar mishmei de Rava tzara nami lo yitzchakra. According to Rava, tzara doesn't need a pasuk either. And the Gemara we'll see tomorrow says we need the pasuk to matter tzara shaloi b'makar mitzvah. Okay, Rabbi Say, we're going to hold it over here with Chesam and Aleph. And if you're still in the mood, we'll do 10 minutes of Iyun, okay? And the rest I'll give to you for homework. It's actually a longer shir, and if you want, I'll send you the whole shir, but tonight we're just going to focus on about 10 minutes worth.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.